Queensland Counterparty MPs have warned they will make it harder for the Palaszczuk government to pass bills unless it starts cracking down on the illegal ride-sharing app Uber. Crossbenchers Robbie Katter and Shane Knuth say the government needs to act decisively, and it will be meeting with Deputy Premier and Transport Minister Jackie Trad this week. The warning comes just days after the state government announced a review of the taxi industry and Uber, which won't deliver recommendations until August next year. Now, in New South Wales, Duncan Gay in New South Wales has said to Uber, look, we're going to start, and we have started, deregistering the vehicles, suspending the registration. And when we come to make a decision on your future in the transport industry, we'll be taking into account your behaviour in the lead-up to that decision. Now, the Queensland branch of the Katter Australia Party recently introduced a private members' bill that will mean a penalty of 3 demerit points for anyone caught operating as an Uber driver and 6 demerit points for subsequent offences. The Mount Isa MP, Robbie Katter, joins me on the line. G'day, Robbie.
Yeah, g'day, Rod.
What do you make of this review in Queensland that basically puts everything on hold until August?
Yeah, well, obviously it's fairly underwhelming, dissatisfying. I just find it offensive that any sort of business comes into our country, Ray, and you know, thinks that they can bypass the laws and start up a new business to their own benefit and avoid paying taxes in Australia and give recommendations back to the government of how they should be allowed to operate. I find that offensive, and I think I'm happy for any business to be looked at and considered, but do it through the right channels and do it with some respect to the Australian taxpayers and the Australian voters.
Robbie, what you're saying is just simply common sense, and I thought maybe that I was seeing and reading this all wrong, and God bless you for saying what you've just said, because there are many politicians from both sides of politics and some independents who think you and I are barking mad.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some services out there that you and I are both painfully aware of that are very good at swaying public opinion, and there's nothing to sweeten people by offering some cheap service for a while, but let's just hold your breath until there's market dominance from one of those users and you've got no price protection, you've got surge pricing, and you've got no obligations in terms of, you know, waiting or 24-hour service, and see how much you like the cheap fares that you started off with then.
And don't provide, of course, statutory fares and transport for people who are disabled and people who can't get about.
Yeah. A million wheelchair-bound lifts a year that comes at no extra cost to the taxpayer, that because they cross-subsidise in the taxi industry in Queensland. So if you're going to let someone else come in, bypass the laws, out-compete with that service, you better have a alternate plan for how you're going to do those 1 million wheelchair lifts a year. There might be a few of those taken up by another service, but you're still a lot there, and you better find another solution to the $90 million of taxes that the taxi industry pays in Australia that they'll have a good chance of bypassing. So
I've used a very simple analogy. If you want to start up a cake shop in Mount Isa, you know, you've got to have health regulations, you've got to have, you know, reports, the council inspects to make sure you're not poisoning people. There's all sorts of checks and balances. This mob want to come here, you say to a bloke, oh, you've got a car, you'll do, come here. I mean, it flies in the face of everything else we do in Australia.
Yeah, and that's not even to discredit their service. That just flies in the face of why we've built the regulations up over years, and we've just given some examples, you know, DVAs, the wheelchair-bound passengers. There's the regulations are there for a purpose. The 24-hour service is there, so if I'm stuck at an airport at 3 a.m. in the morning, I can get a taxi in an affordable or fixed fee, a fixed fare under the regulations. They're there for a purpose. And, yeah, of course someone can outcompete if they come straight in the market and don't adhere to those regulations. And the other point that's worth making too, Ray, is in Queensland, the bill that we've got in Parliament only refers to illegal taxi services. So if any of these services out there think that they're operating within the bounds of the law, they've got nothing to worry about with this bill.
Well, you've got a fairly big stick to use, particularly with this drama about Billy Gordon at the moment. Now, you see, one complaint and then the woman's charged with blackmail. Well, okay. Two complaints by Saturday from another woman 3 complaints today, and now police have taken the unprecedented step of saying to Queensland women, if you've received these offensive text messages, images of someone's genitals, allegedly from Billy Gordon, contact us. When does the time run out on Billy Gordon in relation to this, with not just you, but with the government?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ray. I've just got down to Brisbane today from up north to talk with my colleagues to see what this all means. And I know what I read in the paper on Sunday. So we've got to ask ourselves some big questions here. I guess there's expectations from the community, and we've got a responsibility here. The KAP is trying to deliver some development up north in Western Queensland, and for Queensland proper. We've got some heavy questions to ask ourselves.
Well, I mean, you've been about stable government. You've been about saying, okay, well, we'll go this way because we want stability. But, I mean, if you're relying upon the vote of a bloke who's so discredited, forget all the other accusations made against him. I don't understand a 50-year-old bloke sending photos in any capacity of his private parts to any woman. I don't understand it, mate. It's outside my understanding.
No, it's not the first time we had a one in the last parliament too, Ray, and it is unacceptable behaviour. Look, we've got we've got some big questions to ask ourselves this week, and we've got to balance those a number of issues, and probably two main ones being that we don't want to be part of turning over governments every 12 months. But we also want to maintain some integrity. There's some big questions for you.
See, one of the really regrettable parts about this is, and you can't escape it, this is an Indigenous man who could have done so much for the Indigenous community, not just that he represents in that part of Queensland, North Queensland, but right across Queensland.
Yep.
And all we've bloody well read about is a whole range of allegations which have been deferred by police because there's no proof to prosecute, but these are more than allegations. These are statements of fact by women who said this bloke contacts them on social media, and the next thing you know, he's sending a picture of his old fella to these women. I mean, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I guess all I can say is I'd hope that they weren't true, but I think there's a lot of and there's a lot of stuff stacking up there. But it's big things you're talking about there, Ray, and probably a bit too early for me to make.
But if proven, obviously it would revise what the Katter Party thinks.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be asking some big questions ourselves this week.
All right.
I'm sure the Parliament will be asking those questions too.
Don't give up on Uber, Robbie. We need you.
No, it won't.
And so do the mums and dad cab drivers who are being ignored in all of this, mate. That's their superannuation we're talking about.
Yeah, well, some of the criticisms come my way is, you don't live in Brisbane, why are you doing it? Well, but I guess that gives some indication of our resolve because
exactly.
we're not in it for the fun.
No. Thanks for talking to me, Robbie.
Thanks, Ray.
Robbie Katter, who's from Mount Isa, of course, the MP for that part of northwestern Queensland, from Katter's Australia Party, and I think doing a good job holding people accountable. He understands that he's a small party in number, but they wield a very big stick at the moment because of the delicate nature of the Queensland Parliament. But on UberX, he's right. And on this other matter, he's right. They need to have a good long look at Billy Gordon. It's just beyond anyone's belief that a 50-year-old man could behave in the way that it's alleged he behaved, contacting women that he either knew or doesn't know on social media and thinking it's fun to send them a photo of his private parts. Given that he's not denied it and that he won't comment about it, it's very concerning.